This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be speaking with our Hometown Hope featured organization for the month, and that is Housing Help of Lenawee. And I'm so happy to have on the program to tell us more about it is the Executive Director, Sarah Buku. Sarah, welcome into the program.
Thanks, Dale. I appreciate that.
And also Treasurer of the Housing Help of Lenawee, Brandy Johns.
Thank you so much for having us.
First off, just so that we can refresh everybody's memories, is exactly what is Housing Help of Lenawee, Sarah, and its mission?
Yeah. So Housing Help of Lenawee, the mission is to advance housing stability and affordable opportunities for low-income people, especially those in crisis or at risk. The organization started back in 1990.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's been around for a little while.
It has, right. Yeah.
And so many different services,
yes,
that you provide as Housing Help of Lenawee. And of course, when we think of Housing Help of Lenawee, especially here at this radio station, we think of the
Veterans Day.
Thank mm-hmm. event.
Yes, yeah. Think of it. Yep.
Which is a wonderful event. We're so appreciative for all of that support when we come here.
Yep. But you're more than that.
Yes.
Way more than that.
Yeah.
That it's we have a transitional housing program that we do. We have a legacy program, which is a 7-unit actually permanent housing for disabled or individual that had chronic homelessness.
Yeah.
And then we have the only two family shelters in Lenawee County currently, mm-hmm. That they actually stay with, so they have minor children, and so all of the family stays together. They don't have to separate, so we don't have to, you don't have the kids stay here, parents stay here. They stay together in an actual home of, like, it's an actual house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's actually, and they can kind of make it their own a little bit, and they just have that permanent place where they can just call their own.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, we do have case managers on staff that are working with all of the individuals within the programs that we have, helping them to set goals, helping them to establish, ideas on what's next, especially the transitional units. Those case managers are working very, very one-on-one with the families or the households that are involved, not only goal setting, but encouraging class taking, such as budget. And then in addition to that, just having an exit strategy in place, that's a big push with the case managers, especially our transitional housing right now.
Because that's the whole idea, right, Sarah, is to make to help the people that are involved to be able to go and move on, that they're not finding themselves in that same situation.
Right, right. Although we appreciate our clients coming in the doors, we don't want them coming in again and again and again. We'd like for them to be successful and move forward and have better opportunities for themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the main goal, right?
Yes, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
And the thing is that you provide so many services for Lenawee County, and I think a lot of people don't realize the extent that you do offer. Maybe if we can touch upon some of those programs that, maybe people don't really realize that you do.
Sure. Well, and something that we didn't mention, we do have funding from different organizations, mainly grants from the federal and state level, assisting with people that need a temporary place to stay. Maybe it's a domestic violence situation and they need an overnight stay in a motel. We offer all different facets of housing, of resources. If you walk in the door of the organization, we have flyers up on the bulletin board showing, places you can contact if you have a need for food, places that you can contact if you have a need for a budget class. We actually just recently we still are offering different contraceptives.
Mm-hmm.
So lots and lots of anything that you could possibly think that you might have a need for, if we don't have the resource for it, we are happy to get you in contact with the person that does when you come through the door.
And I think that it's so great to be able to have that collaboration,
mm-hmm.
Saying, all right, if you need this type of assistance, you can help, but there's also other avenues
sure.
to be able to attain that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not the only We're not the only organization in Lenawee County. I mean, Lenawee County is a wonderful, wonderful place with lots of different resources. So actually, it's been kind of fun coming on board as the executive director because I've actually been meeting with Department on Aging, Veterans Affairs, Community Mental Health. So lots of different meetings with lots of different individuals as we've been going forward. And it's helpful to learn some of the things that I didn't know the community offers. And in learning more and more about what is in place in Lenawee County, I'm able to go back to the staff and say, hey, did you know about this? Mm-hmm. And it's really been beneficial for the people that we serve.
Go ahead. Sorry, and that's, we're the HARA of Lenawee County. So that's kind of like our due diligence. That's what we are. It's almost like a one-stop shop. It's like you come to us and we help you get in touch with ABC and get you all of your needs all at once. You don't have to go to this organization or that organization and get told no or yes or whatever. And so it's just one area that we can help with. And we're seeing in our community, unfortunately, it's not even just the homeless population and the homeless insecurities that we have in our community is staggering. Mm-hmm. And it's not even just like adults, there's kids, because we work with different organizations that help with helping youth find homelessness and get out of homelessness situations. But also, like, we're in a mortgage crisis, we're in a rent crisis, we're in a just a crisis in general of food insecurities and everything like that. And it's just, we are trying to do all these different facets and help as much as we physically can, but there's also the funding fun part about it. We do have federal, you know, and state grants and different things like that, but fundraising for us is, it goes directly to the individuals, like the, you know, giving them food vouchers or having emergency hotel stays or getting them right to what they need. And that's where it is so crucial to have us in the community to be able to have these needs, because if we go away, there's nobody else that these individuals can go to for all of these services in one roof. Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to housing, as you mentioned, Brandy, that has been, of course, a big, big problem, not only here in our area, here in Lenawee County, but across the nation, too. But, I mean, that is, you know, a big part of it, too, right, Sarah?
Yeah. It's staggering. I went to a housing conference not long ago, and I was shocked to hear the number of housing that's needed within the state of Michigan alone. I mean, it's staggering. And actually touching, though, on the point that Brandy was mentioning regarding the homeless youth, we actually do have an organization in-house. They are not affiliated with Housing Help of Lenawee. They are their own entity. But DOCHIS, too, actually rents a room from us. And the word DOCHIS is Gaelic. It means hope. There is a direct liaison through the LISD. DOCHIS actually originates out of Jackson, but we have an on-site person right here in Lenawee County assisting homeless youth through the school systems. So last year, the number for the homeless youth was 532 children in Lenawee County that were homeless.
That's staggering. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a staggering number. Mm-hmm. And knowing that there's that many homeless young people.
Yeah, and it's awful.
It is. And because it's like, it's not even just, because we've talked before about just a home is like base. Like if you don't know where your meal is, you don't know if you're going to be warm, you don't know anything, you're not going to excel in school. You're not going to be able to, you know, get your diploma, do the social that you get to be at school because you're so worried about your next meal or where whose couch you're going to sleep on.
Yeah.
Or, you know, this is a constant every day when they can just be kids at a house. And that's the thing that we are trying to help help basically understand what quote-unquote homelessness is, and that it's not just, there's a stigma unfortunately around it, and it's just, it can happen in a second, in an instant. We can be one move, one decision, and unfortunately our lives can turn. And we as Housing Help want to be everybody's safety net and everybody to help have that option to come to us and help.
That's right. And the thing is, it's like Brandy mentioned it about, is that there's so many different levels of homelessness.
Yes.
Is that it doesn't mean that they're outside all the time.
No.
I mean, they could be using, you know, a friend's
like couch surfing.
Sure.
Yeah, that's what, you know, and just going, because that's also deemed as homelessness, is that you are going from house to house to, you know, you stay at a friend's house two nights a week, or you stay at blah, 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 or you live in your car, or,
that's it,
you know, and it's, you don't think the gravity of, because that is defined as homeless.
Yeah.
And that is, especially with the kids, like, you know, and then the parents are too. You know, they're stressed out too, so they're not going to be able to help them with their math homework or help them with their science project or, right. you know, being able to give them the tools and things that they need, unfortunately, just because they're looking for their next place to stay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. And, the kids that way, you know, they're not able to focus on their studies.
Right.
I mean, they may go through the motions, but they're not able to do as if there's somebody else who was not in that situation.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or even, it's not even just studies, it's just the social aspect of school. You know, mm-hmm. being able to go to a sporting event and being able to have that option to go and be a kid, basically in the short amount of time that they have.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Having a shower before school.
Correct. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. Or not having the social anxiety of, well, maybe I smell or, you know, or they all know, you know, because Lenawee County is good for knowing things, you know, so it's, but, and that's where we're, we love our community.
Yeah.
This community is so giving and loving. And that's where right now I'm going to say, if you want to donate, go to h2lenawee.org, scroll a little bit halfway down to the bottom. There's a donation page, goes right to us. Or come and see us. We'll talk your ear off. Like anybody.
And, you know, happily.
Yeah. So, and we will show you, we will tell you all about our services and what we do. And I mean, if you want to join the board or either volunteer at our next fundraiser and stuff, just let us know. The phone number?
517-264-0782.
Thanks.
517-264-0782. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then h2lenawee.org.
Yeah.
Okay. The other thing is that with the services that you do provide, mm-hmm. and hopefully, you know, if those people have not heard about it and may not know about some of the services, is that also you have that stigma is that I've gotten in the situation, you know, and you're afraid to let people know,
sure.
or you're kind of, you know, you're shy about the stigma that goes around it.
Sure.
Not to be let that hold you back in getting those services, right,
no,
Sarah?
No, absolutely. Come in. And Stacy is usually right at the front desk. She's very warm and welcoming, very, very knowledgeable on the resources that are available. So if you come in the door, you're going to be greeted by a staff member, normally Stacy, but we all understand it. We see it every day in our office. And, you know, it's nothing to be ashamed about. Life happens.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to help.
Yeah.
And it's 100% confidential. It's confidential. It's not. And then also, you work with the same case manager.
Yes.
For the entire time.
Yep.
So you don't have to keep telling your story over and over and over again.
Yep.
You can just come and build that relationship. And then, you know, it's all discreet. It's all, you know, everything is, it's, we understand how hard it is to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to make you stress out more. And mm-hmm. I've been on the board for 5 years now, and just the welcoming, the empathetic of they understand. Just come and talk to us. And even if it's a little bit of help or a lot of help, it's okay.
Yeah.
Then it's okay to ask for help because that's what we're here for.
That's mm-hmm. right. We should mention where Housing Help of Lenawee is located at, Sarah.
Yep. It's 307 East Church Street right here in Adrian, just beyond the roundabout behind Frosty Boy.
Yeah, a good place. And a nice location finder, you know, if you're right behind Frosty Boy.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Yep.
And the hours that the office is open?
Yeah, we're open normally from 9 to 4:30. On Fridays, though, we close at noon. Just for staff meetings and that mm-hmm. sort of a thing. But pretty much any day of the week you can come in, with the exception of Friday afternoons, Saturdays, and Sundays.
So, you know, don't be afraid about looking for help, asking for help. That's the main thing, right?
Right. Yep. Come in, ask your questions. And definitely if anyone wants to get involved or donate, I'd be happy to send someone down in the office and go over some of the things that we do in more detail if someone's interested in asking questions.
Thank you so much for being on the program, and congratulations on the Hometown Hope grant for this month.
Thank you.
Our
Yay,
guests,
thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome. Our guests have been Sarah Buku, who is the executive director of Housing Hope of Lenawee. Thank you very much, Brandy. And, of course, Brandy is the treasurer of said organization, too. Thanks mm-hmm. so much for being on the program.
Thanks for having us, Dale.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.